Well, welcome to Step Into the Story minicast. I recently got to sit down with Matt Anaya, or Naya for short, and Alicia Merrill. They're very gifted musicians, worship leaders, songwriters. We've had an opportunity to minister together a few times. And they are unfolding a story, not from the distant past, but something that's just absolutely current in their lives. You've got to listen to it. But one of the things that we began to talk about was just they've spent an extended amount of time in God's waiting room. Give us some wisdom. What would you say to others who feel like, yeah, I'm waiting for something too. I'm waiting for a relationship. I'm waiting for a calling in life. I'm waiting for help with a health concern that I've got. Whatever it is, what advice have you learned through your time in the waiting room that might be encouragement to our listeners right now?
I would just say run to the Word. It is so painful to wait. No one likes it. I don't know anybody who enjoys the waiting process. But one of my favorite verses is in Psalm 73, and it says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my life and my portion forever." And, you know, in the situation, one of the situations we're in right now, we've waited for 13 years, and that feels like forever when you're in the daily adding up of those days and weeks and months and years. But now that God is in the process of answering the prayer, I'm looking back and it doesn't feel so painful from this vantage point. Mm. But I would just say, even when we cannot see ahead, or it is so hopeless, we have to depend on God, who never changes. We have to trust his character, that he is who he says he is. And he's revealed himself to us through scripture. And that's where we get our hope and our strength, is to go study who he is and trust in that.
Well said. I would say for me, what she mentioned about looking back, not missing out on where God has you today, that we can always be longing for something in the future, but we're always going to want something else or be looking towards something else. But don't miss out on being able to enjoy the blessings that each day has, because there are so many things that, while we may be missing one thing, there are just numerous blessings that we can praise the Lord for, and the way that he's provided for us and taken care of us, and just life to live, air to breathe, clothes to wear, food to eat, you know, the simple things that we can be grateful for, and think about all the ways that we're blessed.
Mm. So there's a little bit of an appetizer, but you're going to love the full meal. So check that out when it comes online at Step Into the Story. Naya and Alicia Merrill, thank you so much for not just opening up your hearts, but really opening up your lives and sharing with us a major struggle and how God's answering it. You've got to check it out at Step Into the Story. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us for the Step Into the Story podcast, powered by Walk Through the Bible. We'd love to hear what you think by giving us a review on iTunes or Google Play. Also, don't miss a single episode by clicking the subscribe button. If you'd like more resources to help you explore and live God's Word in your daily life, visit walkthrough.org. That's walkthrough.org. Walk Through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.